And Rush Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. We are live at Target Field. The smell of grilled onions is in the air. The food is always a part of an experience at Target Field. And I think, maybe more than anybody else in town, the team here has done just an amazing job at keeping it fresh year after year. Every year, people are always like, Jason, what's new? What's new? What do you like? What are you eating? What's new? And what's sort of amazing is there always is something new out here. This year, one of the new vendors is Tokidoki Wings, and Matthew Kazama is with us to talk a little bit about what it's like to be a vendor at Target Field. Matthew, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, hi.
What has it been like this summer?
It's unbelievable. It's great. It's awesome.
Now, tell me the story, because when I came here on the first day, and they do like sort of the, you taste all of the different things. Mm-hmm. Your sauces and your wing and your operation there was just, it really stood out for quality. How did Target Field find you? How did they end up asking you to come on board?
Yes. One of the person who worked at Delaware North,
right?
Yeah. Romero, he used to be my regular customer at the Japanese restaurant called Fujiya back then.
Amazing.
And I've been having restaurant for 10 years. And then one day he came in and he asked me to be able to do something.
He said, what do you think?
Yeah.
And what was your... Tell me your story on how you started working in restaurants in Minnesota.
Yeah. I came here from Japan in 1997 to work for my uncle's restaurant in Eden Prairie. And I used to be like, I couldn't speak any English.
Sure.
And nothing. So I started working and starting from dishwasher and kitchen cook. And then, you know, teppanyaki, the hibachi.
Oh, right.
Yeah, style. The very first customer of me was Dan Gladden.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. You knew, did people tell you or did you know it was Dan?
I knew because yeah. Dan used to play in Japan, for Japan.
Oh,
Giants, you know?
That's so cool.
Super cool. And then I was so nervous and I cooked the first time, so I burnt probably everything, but he ate everything. I'm like, oh my goodness.
That, what a crazy story. So,
yeah.
And was he nice or, you know, because he can be a little ornery.
He's always so nice. He's always so nice. Such a sweet person, you know?
That is so cool.
Yeah. So that's that. And then I...
How old were you when you came here?
18.
18.
Yeah.
So you started working right in Eden Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ended up at Fujiya.
Exactly.
And yeah. Now?
Now, I own my own restaurant.
Your own thing. Yeah.
Yeah, called Ramen Kazama.
And that opened... Ramen Kazama's been open for a bit now, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Yeah.
I've been there.
Hey, thank you.
Yes.
This is a
It's excellent. Year. It's excellent.
10th year opening.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it's 10 years.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah. No. I can't believe. It's like 10 years ago, my first son was born.
So you look at that kid and you measure your restaurant as he gets taller and taller, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like amazing.
Oh, that's so cool. Matthew Kazama is with us. Ramen Kazama is his one restaurant.
That's right.
But you also have...
Tokidoki Burger.
Tokidoki Burger.
Yeah.
Right attached, right? It's the same building?
Exactly.
Yes. And tell everyone where your restaurant is in Minneapolis.
It's 34th and Nicollet.
34th and Nicollet.
In Minneapolis, South Minneapolis.
So you have the ramen place. You have Tokidoki Burgers.
Yep.
But when you started talking to Target Field in Delaware North about being here,
mm-hmm.
They have enough burgers. You weren't going to do a burger thing. So how did you land on the wings?
So Romero and head chef Rob, everybody came into my restaurant and tried my food. And then wings that they thought it was different and good.
Yeah. Yeah. And tell everyone if they come to Target Field where they can get your wings.
Herbex.
So in Herbex, in that... It's a little tucked away. If you come in on the certain gate back there,
mm-hmm.
I forget which gate it is. Do you know, Dan? 14. Oh, of course. Yeah, it's 14. Yeah,
perfect.
So you have Herbeck's right at gate 14, mm-hmm. and then you're right inside there.
That's right.
What does it mean? You know, I just think about a young man who grew up in Japan, mm-hmm. where baseball is also a way of life.
Exactly. I used to be baseball player, too.
What'd you play?
First baseman.
First base.
Switch hitter.
Hey. Can you still get in the batting cage?
Oh, yeah.
They should. Have you been down in the batting cage here? They should let you swing some ball.
I actually did.
Oh, you did?
I play against Kenta Maeda.
And how'd you do?
Not so well.
What does it mean for you? I mean, I think about an immigrant to Minnesota mm-hmm. who started your own small business. You're having 10 years in. You've had ups. You've had downs. But to be in this place, in this home of Minnesota baseball Twins territory, what's it mean for you personally?
Dream came true. Seriously. Oh. That's a big deal.
That's so cool.
Oh.
Everybody listening has to come. Tonight, you got to get overrun. You got to come see Tokidoki Wings. You brought a couple samples. If you're watching on the stream, Matthew's going to show this. Show a little bit what you bring, because you have two different.
Yep.
So this is the regular. We'll hold this up a little bit.
Thank you very much.
So describe this.
This is Tokidoki Wing. That's homemade sauce. I wanted to make something in between, you know, buffalo and barbecue.
Yeah.
Kind of like I wanted to make something like that and
so
with my twist.
It's crispy.
Yeah.
And it's got a wet sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy or not?
It's not that spicy. Just a little bit. It's all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
Hey, thanks.
Really good. And then you have another.
Yes.
So a dry rub on the other one.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. More crispier. I wanted to.
It's so good.
Hey, thank you.
You know what, Matthew? I'm so excited for you. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, Jason.
Tokidoki Wings. Go see them in Herbeck's. And this is part of really. Pete Spike is behind us from Delaware North,
mm-hmm.
and I give him a lot of credit because I just think he's done an amazing job.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Keeping the local flavor here and also giving Minnesota small businesses a shot to come in here.
Yeah.
Do you make any money or is it more marketing?
A little bit of both.
He wants to make more money, people. go buy some dang wings, all right?
Yes, please.
Matthew Kazama, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
This
appreciate
was super
you.
Fun. It is 4:47. We're live at Target Field. The Twins in action against the Red Sox. What a win last night. Oh, my goodness. It was so fun. After that rain delay, the storms come through, and the Twins came back to life. Classic Twins, right? We're going to beat the good teams and not beat the bad teams. Let's keep it going, though. Winning makes summer so much more fun.